Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show as the Indians, after a big win last night over Minnesota, now take on the Kansas City Royals. And who knows what kind of a ball club you'll see tonight. You're certainly not seeing a lot of their regulars, and they had a little champagne celebration last night. They win the division title, and you've been there, Tito. What does a manager do after you have clinched, and how do you handle all of that?
Well, I think it's different, Hammy, in every scenario. I think the one thing every manager tries to do is you put your team in the best position. And, you know, Kansas City, they've earned the right now to kind of do whatever they want. And I wish they would sit those guys the next 3 days. We know that's not going to happen. And I also wish Volquez wasn't going to pitch. But their job now is to get themselves situated the best way they know how for the playoffs. And sometimes that can be a little tricky, because part of what makes teams good is you grind. And then all of a sudden you don't have to do that for a while. And in baseball, it's hard to turn that button on and off. So I'm sure that's part of what their coaching staff is talking about now, is keeping that edge. And, you know, for one night, I do agree. I think it's good to give guys a blow. Let them blow off some steam. Let them enjoy it. And then come right back and get after it.
Folks will talk a lot about now, and I think it's great for the game, that home field advantage goes to the team with the best record. So you still have a reason to keep playing. Tito, in the game of baseball, is that a big deal in your mind? If you were sitting where the Royals were today and you're looking home field advantage throughout the World Series, if you get there, does that mean a lot?
Well, I think if I had my druthers, I'd always rather have the extra game at home. But if it was a toss-up between that and setting up a rotation, you know, if you had to burn your number one to try to get home field, that to me is not worth it. When you go into the playoffs, if your pitching's not set up, it's really hard to win.
What about the fact now that they have pretty much led this division from start to finish? Did you see that even when you saw them in Arizona? Did you wonder about the Royals? Might they forget about how tough it was to get to where they were from a year ago?
You know, Hammy, I guess part of me hoped that would happen, but no. You could tell right from the beginning they were playing with an edge, and they were a team that got there, saw how good it was, and wanted to get back. And you could tell by the way they're playing. I mean, they're really good. And, you know, they've had some hiccups here the last month. They've got some, you know, Holland's hurt, and they're having a little bit of a tough time with the back end of their rotation. But when you get into the playoffs, that back end doesn't come into play very often. Or if it does, things haven't gone right. And, you know, but they're trying to get Gordon back healthy. But they're a good team. They're so balanced that, and you're seeing that over the course of 162 games, that when something does go wrong, they can still field a really good team.
Well, you got better once you were able to pencil in number 23 tonight. That's a pretty quick turnaround and comeback for Michael Brantley.
You know, I'm glad you asked me that, because there's so many teams right now. You look up every day and you see a team shutting a guy down because there's 2 weeks left or 10 days left. And Brant, from the minute he hurt that shoulder, he's been in the training room early every day. And it would have been so easy, and nobody would have said a word, if he just kind of iced it and did his stuff. And he was out here today, and we got in late last night. He was the first one out here today, and he willed himself to be in there. And that, to me, is what makes my job worth it. I mean, and that's probably why I get overprotective sometimes of these guys, because I see what they do to try to get themselves in the lineup. And like I said, nobody would have said a word. But he's hitting third tonight playing left field, and that means a lot to not just me, but everybody in that room, and that's why we feel the way we do about him.
And you could even take it a step further, Tito. You could say basically from almost day one, he has played slightly handicapped. I mean, he won't talk about it, but that back has been an issue.
Well, I think there's been a number of issues, and I think one has kind of led to another over the year where he's kind of playing catch-up, but he stayed in the lineup, and he's been productive, and he plays the game right. And again, I'd take nine of them, you know, and we all feel that way. And that's why there's times I feel the need to be protective of these guys, because I see what they do and how they go about it. Watch Yan Gomes. When he hits a ball, he runs to first like his pants are on fire. He's not the fastest guy in the league, but he gives you that effort because he knows what it means. And that's why I try to position myself right by the steps, whether he gets a hit or not, just to give him a pat on the back, because yeah, we want it done a certain way, but we also appreciate it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.